This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Dallas at 97.3.
Whoa. I'll be better on Saturn. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Money. We've got some this week. I think this is the last week of this. $100,000 we've been busily giving away, and we've got your chance to win your share of it. $1,000 slices off of that pie. Download the free Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. That's how you spell it. Type that in at Google Play or the App Store. And then log in and listen to Alice at 97.3 for a minimum of 60 minutes over the course of a day. That gets you your free daily entry for your chance to win $1,000 in this national contest. Five $1,000 winners every weekday. And I want to say we got two of them yesterday.
Good luck.
We want winners. Today is National Radio Day. I like it.
I do too. You're listening now.
I love
living in the dashboard of your car. That's my favorite place to live.
It is sort of the way. Yeah, that's. And I was looking at something about radio. They're saying 71% of people listen to radio in their cars. Like, people are like, radio this, or I'm going to do podcast. No, 71% of people are like, yeah, listen to the radio. Two out of three people surveyed listen to the radio every single day, 67%.
You know, over the years, as we've had interns and different people I've met through our business have said, hey, can you listen to my tape? I actually get in my car to listen to their tape. Like, I feel like that's where radio sounds best, and that's how I want to hear that person's show.
Yep. Coming out of the speakers on your dashboard.
Coming out of the speakers in my dashboard while I'm driving down the road. Yep.
Radio. Just take a minute. Think about it. You know, if the S ever hits the fan, it's good to have a little battery operated or one of those wind-up little transistor radios. Then you'd be able to figure out what was happening. It's old school technology, still valuable. Live and local. Hello, radio.
Hello.
How you doing? Last night, the Democratic convention got going, and it started, I think, at like 7 o'clock our time, so I wasn't there for it. But this morning I woke up and John had sent me a clip, a YouTube piece from it that I actually started crying at by the end of it. I was just tears in my eyes. Shivers, the whole eargasm thing.
It.
It's so good. It is. And listen, the national anthem, that's for all of us. No matter how we feel about the other side of the aisle and no matter what side of that you're on, that national anthem, that's our thing. All of us Americans, we have that. We're allowed to think differently than each other. And this is our song. And so it starts, it's the Soul Children of Chicago. So there's, it looks like maybe 25 kids on the stage and with a conductor. Mm. And it starts very simply. They're singing the song, just sounds like a chorus. And by the end, all of a sudden, like midway through, they just start going full gospel, kick ass, amazing. Like, it's just, it's so good. It's, if you love the song anyway, which most of us do, take a listen. I pinned it up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. It's right at the top. No matter what else I put up there, it'll be up there today. You know, you get through, you first you're like, okay, it's regular rendition. And by the end, you're like, oh my God, this is so amazing.
That's good. Cool.
Yeah, it's really, really great. So the 2024 Democratic National Convention, that is happening through the 22nd, kicked off last night. It's on again tonight. And throughout, and you know, lots of speakers and you know, nominations, and it's all fantastic. It's, if you're into politics, that's your thing, enjoy. Just really quickly before I sort of move off this topic altogether, we have a Kanye sighting. Kanye and Bianca, she lives. She's, everything's okay, apparently, with her.
Oh, were they in Chicago?
They weren't in Chicago. This was in Los Angeles. This was a Trump rally.
Oh, right.
So this looks like, I believe this is Saturday, this past Saturday in Beverly Hills. And I had this yesterday, but I just didn't have time for it. So Kanye and Bianca roll up to the hotel, Beverly Hills, or, you know, wherever they're having this convention thing, a rally. And he's in a Cybertruck. And so everybody goes like, oh my God, a Cybertruck. Cause there's all these people like yelling on the sidewalk and stuff and rallying, holding their signs and flags.
Is his tricked out? Because I've noticed a lot of them now are coming. People are doing extra.
People either should do stuff to them.
Painting them.
Awful. Yes.
And doing other kind of graphics on the side. Is his just plain?
It's plain. Oh. That's, I don't see anything special on it. It doesn't, it looks like just the brushed steel or whatever that look is. But it's, I can't play it for you because, well, because I can't play it. And also because there's swears in it. But I'm pretty sure I popped this up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page yesterday. So if you want to go take a look at it as he rolls up, I don't actually see it here. Maybe I'll stick it up there. But he is there. He's driving and Bianca's in the seat and they just, like, the crowd goes hysterical. Like, they, it's funny. They're trying to get a yay, yay, yay chant going.
The crowd at the Republican National Convention goes crazy for Kanye?
This is, yes. It's the outdoor sidewalk people.
Oh, okay.
Because he does, and by the way, he pulls away. Like, he just leaves. Like, as everyone's trying to, he doesn't get out of the car and park there or anything. So I don't know if he wound up inside the building. But it's so funny because, like, of course he has a Cybertruck. And the other day, I was in Sausalito. Ding, ding. Shame, I guess. And there was one parked on the side of the road. So it was my first chance to really, like, peer in the windows and walk around the thing and, you know, take a good solid gander at it. Oh, did you find your bell?
Yeah.
Did your daughter have it from last week?
I guess so. Yeah, I didn't realize. Go on. So you're looking at the...
So I'm looking at that thing. And, and listen, I have said, I'm on record with, like, it's a goofy looking thing. It's very weird and sort of like a, what we thought the future might look like when we were all in the 70s. Like, oh, that would be what it looked like. Like, clearly Elon hung on, like, this is so future. Which I think the lines of his other cars are really beautiful. So I don't know why we went so like kid drawing.
Yeah, I don't know either. I've heard the inside is crammed with tech, but the outside looks dumb.
You know what's funny about it being crammed with tech? It didn't. It looks really empty in there.
Mm.
It looks like there's a screen. It's not even the built-in. You remember the first Teslas? Well, I don't know about that little sports car-y one that he had, but the first, like, the sedans that came out. That's the Model S.
The first one that we were in, Scott Budman showed up at one of our events.
That was a Roadster
one,
right?
It was a Roadster, and it was super, really super cool.
And did it have the built-in screen in it? Because
no,
that was the thing with that.
Not that
with
I
those
remember.
S's. I know, I don't really remember anything about it. I remember it being cool looking. But the S's had, initially, they had this center console and the screen was like built into that. Now the screens are like mounted on the dashboard.
Yeah. And it looks like they have a TV.
It does. Like a weird, like a under cabinet mount TV or something. It's a very, it's a strange thing. So I'm looking through the thing and I stood there and I just thought about it. And it's, maybe it's just me. I think that is an epic fail. That I know that people will buy those and they'll do well, and there's a curiosity factor, but I just feel like the style is just terrible. Like the only people who want that are the people who want to pull up somewhere and have everyone go, oh my God, who is in that Cybertruck?
Yeah. I mean, I think that people, there are still big fans of Elon.
Yeah.
Like you were a big fan and you got turned off by his politics, but you were a huge fan. Like,
yeah.
So I think that
seems like, you know, Elon to the rescue.
Plenty of tech people who consider him to be someone who's, you know, working us into the future.
Yeah.
With all of his.
Well,
he's got a lot of companies.
He does. And I am definitely still like, look, go. I'm for anybody who wants to get us off this planet. I feel like that's the future of humanity. It depends on that. The mishandling of Twitter is just comical. And this car is just comical. Like, I think it's laughable. But then again, when did I ever design a car? Maybe my car would be even worse than this one. Undoubtedly.
Well, that's not really the point. The point is when you say spending your hard-earned money on something, you're either an Elon fan or something about that truck turns you on. But as trucks go, I would go,
I'll just take a regular truck.
You'd do way better off to
just
get
the F1 Trillion.
Any one of the American-made pickup trucks. And frankly, Toyotas are great too.
And you know, there are, if you're looking to go electric, there are plenty of other electric trucks. Mm-hmm. Like plenty of them.
Yep.
And there's the one very damning piece of video where this Cybertruck is, they show it going through the mud. Like, look at it go. And then there's apparently someone who's taking kind of a wider shot on their phone and they leaked this video where there's an F-150 pulling that thing out of the mud.
Right.
Like it's not going through the mud. That's a lie. Although I'm sure it's fine. I'm sure it's the most amazing thing. And I'm just mean.
So Kanye, what? Did he circle back? Is
no,
this the end of the
it.
Story?
Just
he just pulls up in a truck and then gets everybody all Twitter pated and then
all
drives off.
Wound up and there everyone's going crazy. And then he just looked. And by the way, she looked alive. So that's, you know, it's always good to have a wellness check on Bianca.
I think that lady's really pretty. I know that she's doing, walking around in idiot clothes all the time. But she's really pretty.
You know, Vinny.
It would bother
chef's
me.
Chef's kiss to that.
It would bother me, though, if. You know, that whole type thing.
Like type?
Type.
Okay.
Type. Like,
a type of person?
Yeah.
Who's
like,
my type?
Like she looked, her hair's short now.
Yes.
So it's changed but she, at one time, she was the spitting image of Kim K.
Yep.
I kind of feel
like.
Like
cartoon Kim K even. Like just almost more Kim K than is necessary really.
It's one thing. I certainly knew girls who would say, I like black guys or this or that. I get that. But then to just have a type be so specifically the same, I would feel like, I think I'm here for the wrong, got me here for the wrong reasons, man.
Like, I guess I'll ride this train for a while so that my name gets on the map. Like, Bianca Censori, really? Nobody before.
Right. Kanye. No, I understand.
And so, good for her. Even that other, who's the chick he was dating? I guess it was like a year ago, January, like right after he broke up with Kim, he was with that. Is her name Jen something? See, there you go. There she came and went. Fox. Somebody.
Is it Kristen Fox? No. No.
Jessica Fox?
I can't remember.
Someone will text us. I'm not going to look it up. But yeah, but she was like someone who I think was an actress on a show, but she's just like off the deep end now. Like it's almost like he touched her, tainted her, and sent her on her way. So good luck, Bianca Censori. And enjoy your ride in that dumb looking car. Shiloh Jolie Pitt, now legally Shiloh Jolie. Okay. She applied to drop the Pitt from her name 3 days after she turned 18 back in May, and the request has now officially been granted.
Well, look, you hear that he's now not drinking. And when you hear that, and then you hear the whispers of what event had maybe taken place on an airplane, when I hear someone had to quit drinking, I don't think they did that because they decided the taste wasn't for them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, some stuff went down, and I'm sad to hear it.
Yep.
And he's paying the price for whatever it was he did, and that sucks. And
he's
feeling that regularly. Like, to have your daughter erase your name.
Yeah. She's not the only one. There's Zahara went by Just Jolie at a sorority event in November. Vivienne did the same thing in the playbill for the Broadway production of The Outsider. She's a production assistant on that. Nothing out of Brad about this or really any of it. The rumors going around are that he's concerned about Pax, who has a head injury mm-hmm. from an e-bike accident and is in the hospital. He has not visited or reached out because he feels that it's unwelcome, and it is unwelcome.
It's obvious. Yeah. And look, I don't, one of the worst parts, and I am alcoholic and I've had to quit drinking. One of the worst parts of being a drunk is not even knowing what you did. And someone's right. telling you what you did. And you're like, I would never do that. That's not me.
Right.
I didn't do that.
So it feels like,
but you can't deny it because right. you know you were in, you know, time travel in that moment. You don't have any memory of that event. How are you supposed to deny it? So he's stuck living with whatever they say he did. And that's the only way to fix that is quit drinking and do better. That's it.
And sometimes you just got to let go of the people that you hurt enough mm-hmm. to not be able to
trust
repair
me,
it.
I've had to do that too. And it's painful. But I'm doing better today. Yeah. And that's all I can do.
You put your life back together. All right. That's going to do it for the early trash, Vinny. What you got coming up in the news?
Well, let's see here. Oh, that's not the one.
Uh-oh.
Sorry. I was getting into your stories and I
no worries.
Didn't pay attention to what I've got. Okay. Let's see here. Oh, for God's sakes, news is next. I can't find.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Touchdown!
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Oh, please, please, please. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, The Imaginarium Exhibit, where light meets magic. I put a link to this up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, too. This is super cool. Listen to us on Alice all this week, 9.05 in the morning. We're going to give you keywords that you text to our contest line, 20357. You'll be entered for a chance to win a family four-pack of tickets to the Imaginarium exhibit, where light meets magic. It's opening this Friday at the Stone Ridge Shopping Center in Pleasanton.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jack's Restaurant and Bar. Check out Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill, San Bruno, San Mateo, Newark, and San Jose, and their new spot, Cantina Jack's.
Ooh!
Enjoy fantastic food and great vibes.
Where do you think
Cantina Jack's is?
Their
Doesn't
new
say.
Spot. I'll look it up.
Too late. I'm already looking
well,
it up.
Well, if you are...
I know what I'm supposed to be doing, but, you know, that's why producers are important.
Yes, that is true. Pleasant Hill.
Oh, there you go. Downtown Pleasant Hill. Cantina Jack's, everyone. It's their new spot.
All over the place. It's great.
Yeah.
Tell them Sarah and Vinny sent you.
Please.
Radio advertising. It
the
works.
The person at the door is going to go, who?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Tell them anyway.
Over and over. Every time you go there.
This is no surprise to me, but I thought it was one of those stories where people with kids will go, yeah, I don't get it. You know, there are definitely differences in generations.
Yes.
And they do say Gen X came up, they were the latchkey kids. So they're
that's
maybe
us.
Independent to a fault because that's the way they were raised.
Right. They let us, they really did just push us out the door and say, see you at dinner time.
Figure it out. Have a good one.
Right.
Mom and dad are busy.
Here's a key. Put it, it's on a string. Put it around your
in
neck.
In some cases... Dad left and has a new family and mom is busy trying to work yep. And this craziness that was going
on. Make your little brother and sister some food.
Not that it still doesn't, but anyway, so one of the things for me for sure was I need my license the day I go 16.
Right.
And I did get it that day. I came home, had a birthday dinner and left with my little girlfriend at the time and drove away from the house and went... I'm a made man. I'm free.
Right,
life
until
is
you
radical.
Smashed
well,
into somebody.
That wasn't that night,
but it was soon.
It was soon.
Was it your dad's old car?
It was my dad. I bought my dad's old B210 off him. It had 200,000 miles on it when I got it, and he bought. There was a new Honda. I want it, and it was a little two-door. It was like a CRX, I think it was.
Oh, yeah. Those,
you remember those?
My sister had one of those.
My dad bought one brand new and was like, I'll sell you the
B210.
It was a Datsun. That was how old it was.
Right.
Datsun
I think
became,
Datsun's gone, right?
They became Nissan.
Right.
The name changed. Right. Anyway, the bottom line is I was driving a beater, but was free. Kids today aren't feeling that. And right. I'm looking at this story out of the Merck News. Teens and young adults say getting a driver's license can wait. Some of them are saying there's fear that they're scared to drive. And I mean, crashing
it is scary, you know, learning, but it's not a difficult skill. Once you get it, that's it. You don't even think about it anymore. It's just the initial fear. Yeah, I could not wait to get my license.
And I have fears of things.
Yes.
Like I'm deathly afraid of sharks. I also, after, I don't know.
The guy who faces his fears.
The second story, I'm afraid of heights. Like I can do, you know, I can climb a ladder. Yeah. I can get on the roof, the one story part of the roof. Like there's things I'll do.
Do you have a rope around your waist and one around the chimney?
But I definitely, after that, I don't want to do it. Right. I'll do it if I have to, but I don't want to. I don't like it.
Mm. You think you'd freeze up if you were on a really tall, like a fireman's ladder, like heading up to the sixth floor of something, and the wind's kind of moving it around and stuff?
It's
do you
entirely,
think you'd just freeze up and hold on?
It's entirely dependent on what needed. If I was trying to save my kid, I would get that done.
Yeah.
I guarantee it.
Right.
If you were saying, you know, ring that bell for $5.
That's
I'd say you can have your $5. I'm not doing it. Nah. Would you?
No.
Oh, okay.
$5 for no.
And I want your $5, right. But I'm not doing it for that.
I think I would be okay being up that high, but I know that because we have this one ladder and there's this one thing that sometimes I have to do on a tree. And when it's up there and it starts to move, that's when it really, because I'm not going to look down. I'm not worried about that. It's when it starts to move, when the wind gets it. It's like, oh.
The article in the Merck News says, for generations, getting a driver's license has been a huge teen milestone.
Yeah.
The rite of passage allows teens to avoid relying on mom and dad for rides, to get a job,
yep,
to have social freedom. This is one of the things, I talk about the McCutcheons a lot because that's a family that we hang with.
But they have a little bit older kids than you, so I'm sure you compare your kids and where they're at with their kids and what's right. coming up for your kids.
When Violet turned 16, she got her license, and now she drives her younger brother, so Violet's a senior, her brother's a freshman, she drives him to school every day.
That's fun.
Like, that's the relief on the parents that right. they get. Like, oh my God, I don't have to do that drive anymore ever.
It's a huge, that is a huge deal.
And it just put the cars, I mean, I don't know how they did this with her. Violet's pretty damn cool. So she probably said, yeah, I'll take him. But, you know, if you had to, you could just leverage the use of the car. You want the car? You
yep.
got to take a brother with you.
Yep.
The end.
That's like how I said, it goes a lot of times.
I don't think they had to do that to Violet because she's a nice lady. But
right.
in general, yeah, I would fully put that on Isla. You're taking your sister.
Right. I'm paying for your insurance.
Yeah, we're not talking about
it. Put your sister in
it.
The car.
Right.
Put anyway, her in the booster in the back. Dad, she's 14. Doesn't matter.
I think that's the funny thing is how many parents are probably like, please get your license. And the kid going, I'm afraid. Or, nah.
Yeah.
Just the full on shine it on. Like, no reason given. Just, nah.
Yeah.
No.
We've really pushed our younger son to. Riley got it the minute he could. And Sean he actually took the test a bunch of times and he tried and just went, you know, I'm going to go move to New York where I don't need a car. Right.
Did he?
He was so scared.
What was he having trouble with? The physical driving test or the written?
No, the written was fine.
Yeah,
it was the physical. It was very scary to drive with him. I'm telling you that because I was very scared driving with him. It was so scary.
The article just goes on to say it's clearly a component of the new generation. Like it's part of what
right.
the new kids coming up. They don't feel that rush or that
right.
The freedom. Why do I need to go anywhere? Never
it's all
mind.
Here. You know, so they work it out with any kid that they know who has a car. That person, you know, is sort of in charge of that, which I always thought was sort of the most dangerous part of it because kids at that age are looking for fun and danger. But I mapped it out thinking about what, because it costs a lot of money to insure a car that a 16-year-old is driving,
mm-hmm.
And gas money and maintenance and car payments and et cetera. It's not way less, but it's less for them to use Uber and to ride, you know, do the cheapo rideshare Uber style stuff, especially when they're not going out every single day. And I made him ride his bike to work. Like that was, I'm not driving you to work anymore. You won't get, come on, ride your bike. All right.
Well, for me, I wanted it so badly that it was also my dad's tool.
Yes, right. It's good to have leverage with a kid. These days, it's like phones and internet access.
And while I admit I was a wild kid and wanted to party and chased girls and went surfing and did all this stuff, I also went to school and had a much earlier curfew than most people. And I had to toe those lines or the car got yanked.
Yeah.
And my dad wasn't, there was no like.
There was no wiggle room.
I want to be your bro. So let's try and be friendly about this. He wasn't like that. He was like, the car is, he disabled it. He would make it unusable. And I would just be like, ah!
Did you ever open up the hood and just go, I have no idea.
I had no idea. For a while, he was taking the distributor cap, which doesn't matter. You don't need to know, but it was part of the car that you needed to have.
Yeah.
And then other things he would do, he'd pull a tire or whatever. Oh. He did whatever he needed to do to just let me know you're not getting away with the car anytime soon. Go get a new job, get your insurance paid, and then you're back on the road.
Oh boy.
Well, it's,
yes, it's the way it should be, really. I mean, being tough with your kids and showing them that there are like a whole cause and effect, there are consequences to things. Here's the line I need you to toe. This is the way it's going to be.
If you listen to Sarah tell it,
yeah.
Summer just started.
Oh, my God. It didn't just start, but we still have a full month left. We're only 2/3 of the way through. Enjoy it.
Less than 2 weeks to Labor Day, everyone.
I know.
Yesterday.
I can't wait.
Oh.
I just like the 3-day weekend.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I thought this story, while it seems a little late in the summer to me, some people think there's plenty of sunshine left to come. So does having a base tan mean you don't have to worry about sunblock as much?
I think you still have to worry about it, but I definitely lived my life that way. I would get a tan and then I would not worry about sunblock anymore.
As it's been explained to me, and I kind of work off of this, is that a sunburn is where the damage really happens.
Right.
So a base tan will keep that in some cases from happening. So I believe that, right. Yes, it is better than nothing.
Right.
If you've had a look. I also think, this is just me, probably because of the way I grew up, I like a little sun on my face.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to feel the sun. I want it on my back. I want it on my chest. I want to feel the sun. I don't lay out for 8 hours.
No,
I don't do the baby oil, right. You know.
I used to do that.
A lot of people used to do that. And
it was the thing.
It's not.
Bain de Soleil for that Saint-Tropez tan.
Trina, we were talking about this on 4th of July. Trina's like, yeah, we used to just cook ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what used to happen. A lot of people. Anyway, I do think it's better than nothing, but I also, a little bit of sun, I want it. And then I also try to protect my face, most importantly.
Right.
Just put something on.
Yeah.
Anyway, they say a base tan's maybe like wearing an SPF 4, and you should be wearing at least a 30 anyway, no matter what.
So don't trust your base tan.
Don't trust your base tan unless you've got another plan. And look, plenty of people go, I know I'm not supposed to smoke, but I like it.
And I can't quit.
And they smoke until they're 80. So if you make it to 80,
but
what
don't
was the,
take that chance. That's the rare bird.
I quit. I had to quit because I can't do it without. I can't. I feel guilty.
Mm-hmm.
I'm killing myself. And when they have to drill out my throat, like what? I'm going to sit there and go, I did this to myself. You knew.
Smoke through the hole in your neck.
You knew.
Yeah. Oh, that's awful.
Dumb, dumb. So I can't do it. But plenty of people do.
Yeah.
Like, whatever. I can't live forever.
That's not right. You could live forever if only you didn't do that.
Ice cream is delicious.
Oh, yes.
I love it.
Oh. What's your favorite flavor?
Hold on. Okay. Let me just stop real quick and just tell you guys, the watermelon lately that you'll get at any store is incredibly good.
Oh. Like the big ones or those small ones?
We've been getting the big organic ones, and they have these big yellowed spots on them. That's how you know they're ready.
We actually, you did a story. One of us did a story about like the things to look for on a really good watermelon. You want a flat yellow part. You want some stretch marks on the thing. It's not about like the hollow knocking sound.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. Yeah. I never, but we had like over the weekend, the missus put two giant ones in the fridge. Then we sliced them up for the birthday party and everyone in the park was like double fisted with watermelon.
God, there is nothing like good watermelon.
Cold watermelon crisp. On a hot summer day.
Watery, melony.
Now's the time, everyone. It, and now is the, there's so many good, like it's really plentiful.
Yeah.
I saw this the outside the Whole Foods off Stevens Creek.
Yeah.
Shame. I'm walking in and it was a whole thing of yellowed watermelons. I was like, oh my God, all of those are ready. They're all perfect.
I'm going to go get one today. There's no food in my house. I got to eat that.
Well, that's not exactly dinner.
That's great. So good.
I mean, I can't say I haven't
filled up on that. I've got feta cheese. I've got, I have Kalamata olives, sliver up some red onion, make myself a little watermelon salad for dinner.
All right. Anyway, ice cream. People love it.
What's your favorite?
Well, my favorite growing up was always Carvel, like soft serve.
I like a good soft serve too.
I was into it.
Yeah.
Carvel was my thing and it couldn't get it. So it was always like, I'm dreaming of Carvel. And soft serve, no matter where you get it, is to me, better.
There's a Strauss Creamery. I think it's local. And their chocolate chip is like crack. And then the more you eat it, the more you're like, I want that. It's so
Strauss
good.
Strauss
Creamery, local. Get them, Lindsay, contact them immediately. I need all the free ice cream I can get. There's no food in my house. And I care about my health, so I want to put, you know, milk fats into my body.
People are talking about the flavors they love, vanilla, chocolate, strawberry.
Those are the biggies, huh? Always.
Yeah.
Black raspberry.
Neapolitan. Is on the list. That's vanilla, chocolate, strawberry as in one.
And then the Spumoni is the one with like pistachio, vanilla, and strawberry or chocolate. I can't remember. We had this convo recently.
Overall, vanilla is the most popular. Everybody loves vanilla, Vin.
Yeah.
It's ice cream, Al Peterson. God.
Yeah.
That guy.
But if you gave me a dish of vanilla, I would start looking around for stuff to put in it. Like, I got any peanuts? What kind of nuts do I have? Oh, look, M&Ms. Oh, my God. Here's some hot dish and fudge drizzle here in the fridge. I heat that up, put that on there. I mean, ugh, vanilla? No, thanks.
Like I said, I like it. It's ice cream.
Yes.
Who's going to turn down ice cream?
That is, it's pretty universal.
In other countries, the number one flavors in China and Japan, it's matcha.
Oh, matcha is delicious.
What is it?
It's green tea ice cream. And they actually do it soft serve in Japan. And it's like crack. And it's not too sweet. It's so good. It's like crazy good. Like every time they would have these giant green ice cream cone swirl models out. They'd be like, oh, well, I know where we're going. Let's go, kids.
And when you were in Japan?
Yes.
How many matcha cones do you think you had? Three?
Easily five. Yeah, we ate matcha cones pretty much every day. Like the kids were into them. We were into them. It was awesome.
In Brazil, their favorite flavor is pistachio. Argentina, it's dulce de leche.
Is that like caramel?
I don't know.
Let me see what that is.
I mean, leche is milk, right?
Yes.
Saudi Arabia, it's mango flavored ice cream.
Oh.
No word on what Russia loves.
Dulce de leche literally means candy made from milk. Thick, sugary, caramel-like sauce that's made by slowly heating sweet milk. So I wonder if that's just if you make that into the ice cream, I guess.
Bolivia loves cinnamon ice cream. Chile loves pineapple. Iceland loves coffee ice cream.
Oh, I love coffee ice cream.
Ethiopians are into maple walnut. Indonesians love fig ice cream.
Ooh.
New Zealand loves hokey pokey ice cream, which is vanilla with lumps of honeycomb toffee.
Oh, that sounds good.
I don't know.
So like honeycomb is
toffee
waxy.
That like sticky.
Yeah, like a Heath bar. It's sort of like a hard caramel in a way, I guess.
Denmark loves licorice ice cream.
Yeah. You like licorice,
I like
don't you?
Licorice. Well,
yeah, I'm not into licorice.
I can't really eat it because it feels like a sticky gooey.
But you just like that flavor?
I like the flavor a lot, but I also, when I'm eating it, think, boy, what's this doing inside me? You know what
it's
I mean?
Gumming up the works.
It's just a lump.
Yeah.
I'm out of time.
Oh, okay.
Our text number, though, I will read some of these later, is 800-400-3697.
I'll give you an update on the Matthew Perry arrest and more after these.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.